Urumaki Cafe. It's a unique kaupapa Māori space where all the interactions take place entirely in Te Reo Māori, and it reflects Miraka's journey of language revitalisation into cultural reclamation. She's in for a kōrero today. Mihana ka koe te tuhine, tēnā koe, Miraka, ko dao tēnei.
Tēnā koe dao, nō koe te whiwhi, and tēnā rau atu koe I tō whaiwā. Thank you so much for having me.
I just think it's a pretty cool idea to, can have a cup of kafe, please, over this table or whatever. It's simple, but this is where it starts, isn't it? A sort of pride in our reo, not trying to alienate anybody, far from trying to welcome them in to our reo Māori ways. But might you just share what your personal journey to reclaiming your reo has been, please, Miraka, and what inspired you to make it a central part of your life and your mahi?
Absolutely, my pleasure. It's such a common experience, especially for those of us with pale skin, I think, that if you don't visibly look Māori, or the way people think Māori look, and you also don't have your reo to articulate your understanding and knowledge of who you are and where you belong, you don't feel Māori enough. And that is absolutely my story, a lifetime of not feeling Māori enough. I'm 52 years old now, Dale, and it still sits down in there and pops up every now and then. And so I remember being at high school and wanting to learn the reo and looking in the classroom and going, I don't fit in there. And so I didn't. I wasn't brave enough. My first reo classes were at university, 17 years old. I did the good old te kākano, te pihinga. And then from then, my journey has been pop into the reo for a year, pop out of it for another 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe even 10, have some babies, go live overseas, come back, pick it up again. And it was 5 years ago, I remember very clearly, I was seeing online people who were pausing their whole life to go total immersion, to go to university, to go to Takiura, to go to Te Tohu Paitahi, one of those kind of courses. And I thought, I was feeling sorry for myself. Oh, I wish I could do that. And then Della was like, you know what? You're self-employed, you idiot. if I can't make that a possibility for myself, who can? So I went to Waikato University in Tauranga and did Te Tohu Paitahi, which is a full year of total immersion. Absolutely life-changing. I wanted to live in that space. I wanted to never leave. And that's where this desire came from, from a really selfish place. I want to be in a Māori space constantly. I'm so sick of being in mainstream spaces. My entire career has been delivering plain language, clear communication trainings in corporates and government spaces and things like that. And I just want the rest of my life to be as Māori as it can possibly be. And so I thought, well, how can I do that? Where can I go every day? And so this was a really selfish desire. What if it was a cafe? I love doing my mahi in cafes. I do it all the time. I have hui with people in cafes. I love a coffee. And what if I could do that and be immersed in the reo? And so that's where the dream started. It was for me because I had a deep, deep desire. But I know, and it didn't take long to become really clear, so many of us have that same desire and that same need. So that's how this dream came about.
And we're talking about the cafe, which is still to open up. My first observation too is you've always been Māori, and there is no, even though these feelings, and they are very common feelings that I'm not Māori enough, I don't look Māori enough, we know now that we are all Māori. And as the years go past as well, to tuhine, we recognise we're not going to be able to identify each other as we have in past generations. When our whānau from Te Waipounamu, for instance, with their blonde hair and blue and green eyes, very easy for us to overstep and assume that they aren't us, but they are. Yeah. And so, we're all on a learning curve, whether it's for Leo Māori or other aspects in life. I want to also celebrate your decision to want to create this environment of warmth that you experienced whilst studying with others. And the cafe sounds a wonderful initiative to try and bring that warmth into your everyday life. Mm-hmm. What was that about? How do you describe this sort of support, tautoko, and how it works from the inside out for tauira who immerse themselves in our reo?
At the cafe or just in general?
Oh, what you felt in your classes, connections with your with your classmates or whānau?
I found that te reo Māori is the great equaliser. When we're learning our reo, it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, your age, your background. It equalises us because we are all connected with the same common goal and yearning and aroha ki te reo. And we had people in our class who were straight out of Kura Kaupapa. And I remember thinking, but you've been, you know, Kura Kaupapa, what you need, why you need to be here? And then I realised it's like me growing up speaking English and then going and studying English at university, which I did. So, you know, rite tonu. And then we had kaumātua, we had karaua, who were like, I need to keep up with my mokopuna. They're speaking the reo and I can't, so I'm here to learn. We had a whānau who had moved over from Australia for a year, brought their whole whānau over to come and do this, and then hoki atu ki ahi te reira. And I was, it's just amazing. And so because we all have that commitment and that desire in common, and because none of us are fluent, that's why we're there, you really kind of bond in the vulnerability of the space, in the bravery to just know my ngā hapa, make the mistakes, because we don't have another choice. And so all of us, you and I included, when we are in learning spaces, we have to keep being brave again and again and again. And that is hard to do if our hurutanga hasn't been created, if it hasn't been established that this is a safe space. And so that's what rūmaki is. And even me fronting up in the media, I had an interview in Te Reo Māori on Te Aroa FM yesterday morning. I'm terrified to do that. My reo, I'm not fluent. I know that there were plenty of mistakes when I did that, but I'm going to stand as a tauira, as an example of the bravery that it will require for you to come into rūmaki if you are not a fluent speaker. Now, there will be fluent speakers coming in, and that's going to be beautiful because they're going to be part of what's helping. I'm currently conducting job interviews for our potential kaimahi, and without exception, their reo is better than mine, and here I am as the one carrying out the interview. That is as vulnerable as it gets, I think. Our kaimahi are going to be this amazing resource, this amazing example of manaakitanga, and of part of the job interview is you might be here to make coffee, you might be here to be a bartender, you might be here to be a chef, but your first job is to kōrero and to support the people who come into rūmaki at whatever level they're at. So we're not going to have people who are hidden in the back in the kitchen. If they are kaimahi of rūmaki, they will interact with our manuhiri and our whānau who come in.
Well, it sounds like a really interesting concept. Where is it and when are you opening, Miraka?
Yeah, so we are at 1240 Fenton Street. We've been really lucky to take over the premises of what used to be Kai Cafe, which was a very well-loved cafe that sold Māori kai, and so we have people showing up every day going, oh, you haven't got our power pies? Oh, have you got some fry bread? So we'll have to make sure those are still on the menu. And we are opening on the 30th of July. Tera te rākau nui, that's the rākau nui moon at that closes off the season of Matariki. We definitely knew we wanted to open during Matariki, and you know when you're doing something like this, there's a lot of mahi to get ready. So we're like, okay, well, the very last new moon, that's when we're going to do it. People are saying, oh, you're opening on a Thursday, that's strange. My hari te mea ra, te mea nui te ra, it doesn't matter. Ko te mea nui te rākau, te marama. It's the rākau nui moon that matters to us.
It's been wonderful having a kōrero with you at te tuhine. Kia kaha, kia mai, kā manawa nui, mihi ana, kia koutou, e te whānau listening in today. It's Miraka Davies. Thanks, Miraka. All the best. I'll be in for a coffee when you guys open. Better practice my reo before I get in there, or they might serve me tea.
Both of us.
Thanks, Miraka. Ngā mihi.